Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. With 2 weeks to go before 2018 turns into 2019, what powered up this year of television? The top takeaways to keep top of mind as we jump from this year to next. Come your way next. Also ahead, a new big Netflix player, James Corden's Embody, and our classic trivia question segment. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, on its pre-Christmas week. Tomorrow will be televised, brought to you by Audible.com, the proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival, and the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get 3 free audiobooks this holiday season just by signing up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later this half hour. 44 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York, and we welcome you on this Monday to the program All About Television. It's all about key takeaways that you should take into 2019 about where this TV world is at and where it's going, and we'd love you to comment on it. So all you have to do that is pick up the phone and make a call. 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The numbers get anywhere you catch us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker. Our chat room is open through hearing you as well. It's SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Use the phone or the room. Either way, we hear you. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen. Follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. We'll have our first key takeaway of TV 2018 after these news notes. Just departed ABC Entertainment President Channing Dungey will join Netflix in February as Vice President of Original Content. She will help set strategic programming policy there and oversee series crafted by talent working exclusively with the company, including Shonda Rhimes, Ryan Murphy, Kenya Barris, and Barack and Michelle Obama. In other development involving exclusive talent collaborations, Apple has launched a development effort with Justin Lin and his Perfect Star Entertainment venture. Lin recently completed 6 years with Sony, resulting in a trio of hit series on CBS, Scorpion, SWAT, and MacGyver. The latter two were reboots. After converting Late Late Show, Elvis Drop the Mic, and Carpool Karaoke to weekly series, James Corden's Newell 73 production entity is now to carve a series of a different direction. Science fiction is that direction through Embody, now under development and review at CBS. The premise, a blind woman agrees to a government experiment where her mind temporarily inhabits another person's body. This gives her the ability to infiltrate ultra-dangerous missions. And some quickies, Telemundo will debut an English-language daily newscast on YouTube next summer. The newscast is supposed to be 20 minutes long. And in the last hour, Hulu has announced that it's renewed to the popular Canadian-based comedy series Letterkenny, where we feature, by the way, on this program this summer. Letterkenny will be back for not one, not two, but three, but four additional seasons. And CBS All Access has renewed its series that premiered earlier this fall, Tell Me a Story. And that is news notes for today. This is the time of year where journalists and critics who follow television or movies or entertainment come up with the 10 best or 20 best or 30 best lists, best performances, most embarrassing moments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not into that. I love reading about it. I love sort of matching my views with their views. But I like to take a look at the bigger picture, the trends, the developments that really shaped the year of television. So here it is, my top takeaways of 2018 that I think will have a lot to do with how television unfolds for you and the world in 2019. And I'd love to hear from you, so make that call. We'll get you on the air. It's 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And my first takeaway is one that will not come as any surprise to those of you watching or listening to this program. It's this: smart TV sets and smart TV devices reached critical mass. A product, namely a smart television set or a smart television device to do all sorts of things, watch all sorts of programming and apps, some for the web, some without cable, some with. Well, they reached critical mass this year. 5 years ago, it was zip, and now it's anywhere, depending on what you read, between 2/3 and 3/4 of all U.S. households. And if any of you doubt that smart TV sets or devices like Amazon Fire, Apple TV, Roku, Google Chromecast, TouchCheck Wave, NVIDIA Shield are not dominating what is going on in this media right now. Listen to this stat. As of September, according to Nielsen, viewers of smart TVs and smart devices were watching 8 billion hours of content and applications. Think about that. 8 billion hours of content here in the United States. And that stat tells you everything you need to know about why these products are dictating the pace of activity. Why this year we'll end up with nearly 500 scripted series and hundreds of other unscripted series. And along with that, here's takeaway number two. Artificial intelligence-powered voice services are getting into these TV sets and devices. And people are using them. They're using them to control what they do with their television set. We're talking Google Assistant and Siri and Alexa and Bixby and Cortana and I'm sure a few others. And trust me, every smart set and device from now on will have artificial intelligence. And it will allow you to control what you watch and how you use your TV set, whether it is to watch a particular program or a network, change a channel like that, order an Uber ride, a Domino's pizza, a ticket from StubHub, a visit with Home Advisor, or maybe make a movie purchase through Fandango with your local theater, or get some food from Grubhub. You will view more and more, I have a hunch, you will use your voice and not your remote control to do that. And I'm going to make a bet right now. And the bet is that next year, artificial intelligence and the prevalence of it in smart sets and devices is going to trigger the beginning of the interactive television era, an era that has been forecasted and projected and thought about, speculated for decades. And now that controlling the set can be a matter of your voice and how you speak and how intelligent that voice service is, the trigger is going to be pulled. Now, I've heard in recent weeks a lot of pro and con about this. Everything from, yes, it's going to happen as early as next year, to, no, things still got to be worked out, or, yeah, we're farther along than we used to be, but not far enough. But I get a sense that somebody is going to pull the trigger here. It could be Netflix, which, from sources I'm hearing, look like it is going to be all in on interactive television next year. And I do mean all in, not just an episode of Stranger Things here or Black Mirror there, but all in with a lineup of original choose-your-own-direction programming. And, of course, there's a CNBC story about Apple telling its possible producers, get ready to produce content that's interactive and immersive. To Walmart making that $250 million bet in Echo, the interactive service currently part of computers through Samsung and MGM and venture capitalists. And maybe that interactive service now on computers through Legendary Entertainment, which did the live science fiction series Orbital Redux earlier this fall that we highlight on this program. Somebody is going to do this. Maybe someone. In fact, I was at the Interactive Ad Bureau conference this past week here in New York, and I met somebody who is very into the interactive scene who told me, don't be surprised that somebody you don't know about yet is going to get in next year. Takeaway number three. Smart TV sets and smart TV devices are allowing a whole assortment of new television video services to make it to you. And we have featured many of those services on this very program. Services like AfroLife.tv, out to be the Netflix of African Americans, to Reverie for the gay and lesbian community, Bizversity, Business Entrepreneurial Programming, Blueprint from NBC Universal, DC Universe from Warner Brothers, The Stage Network, all about theater, passion flicks, which is all about romance novels, and a whole bunch more. And set the stage for some other services like Oasis Entertainment, whose creator, Butch Hartman, from the Fairly Odd Parents on Nickelodeon, raised $275,000 plus in a Kickstarter campaign. He wants to get that on next year. And I suspect there will be more. And all these services I just mentioned are using smart sets and devices as either their main way to get to viewers or the exclusive way of getting to viewers. There will be more. No guarantee they'll all make it. But that's a big takeaway. That just like in the 1980s, we saw the arrival of cable systems with excess channel capacity paved the way for services like MTV, VH1, the Nashville Network, Nickelodeon, and so on, that these smart sets and devices are going to pave the way for a whole bunch of new television services and apps. They won't all make it, depending on the business model. Some are going ad support, some are going subscription only, some are mixed. But I would think a bunch of them will make it. We'll find out, I think, a good chunk of that in 2019. Next top takeaway of this year, Netflix becomes the global programmer. And while they have said sayonara to their first generation of original shows, like House of Cards, and will next year to Orange is the New Black, think of this. 5 or 6 years ago, Netflix was not in the business of making original television here in the U.S., much less in the world. But here they are, at the end of 2018, in a position where they don't just premiere one show a week, but a bunch of shows a week, scripted and unscripted. And think of all the new shows they brought on the air this year. Ozark, On My Block, Maniac, The Haunting of Hill House, Nailed It, the revival of Queer Eye of a Straight Guy, all of them winners, Insatiable, many of them renewed. And if they weren't bringing out all these shows, not just shows produced in the U.S., but all over the world, that found an audience all over the world, they were making deals like crazy with the likes of Kenya Barris and Jenji Kohan and new talent like Martin Kohan and the Obamas, and making deals to do various TV shows based on the Narnia books and Roald Dahl, and now, of course, today, bring aboard former ABC Entertainment chief Channing Dungey, or Dungey, to be one of their key programming people. What Netflix proved this year is really two things. One, they can originate a new show from anywhere, and they will find an audience everywhere. And secondly, more and more people are watching Netflix for the original content, not for the reruns, not for the library content. They're watching for the original content. In fact, according to Netflix, the number one binge show was a program that nobody knew about when it first came on, called On My Block, about three South Central teenagers in Los Angeles. A show put together by a group of people of color. And Laura Ingerluck, the person who put together Offer on MTV. We had one of the creators on our show back in spring. At that time, very few people covered that program. No publicity, no marketing. And after we had that creator on, the Facebook for that, the Facebook following for that show went from about 15,000, 20,000 to 40,000. And a week later, the show got renewed. And now it is the number one binge show of the year. And also goes to show you that diversity is very much alive and well on Netflix and all over the place. And believe me, with Netflix stepping up, and yes, they're spending billions on content, everybody else is stepping up to the original content to keep up with them. Hulu, Amazon, Sony Crackle, cable networks, and so on and so forth. Netflix had this year be the year of the global programming force. And I doubt they're going to give up that mantle very soon. They're going to get competition, which leads me to my next top takeaway. But they are miles ahead of everyone else. They've really set the stage this year. And my next takeaway is We have seen the emergence of the next round of big content makers. Apple. By this time next year, they will have a growing service in play with a lot of terrific talent involved. And then there's Walmart, who in addition to maybe making Echo an interactive television service, is working to make Vudu, its current video on demand service, much more original in tone with MGM TV and maybe soon with other players. There's Disney Plus, which I promise you is going to give you a way a lot more original programming than you maybe think right now. And there's Warner Media, which will use the facilities of HBO and Turner and Warner Brothers Television to create an awful lot of content. And if there's a sleeper in the bunch, try Charter Communications, one of the largest cable operators in the country. They may be not talking it up right now, but under their programming chief, former NBC executive Catherine Pope, they are putting together a lineup of original programming, including LA's Finest, where many thought was one of the best pilots of this year on broadcast television with Jessica Alba and Gabrielle Union, turned down by NBC, becomes a series next year, seen first on Charter's lineup of cable systems across the country. And I have a hunch, if Charter makes this work, that other cable operators will also look at doing their own original programming. And incidentally, we should point out that Charter still has a couple of aces up their sleeve, the co-production deal with AMC Networks and the co-production deal with Viacom. And while they didn't come into play this year, probably will next. Next takeaway, Facebook Watch. Maybe the sleeper story of this year. Another example, whether Facebook wants to say it or not, of why smart TV sets and smart devices make a difference. Facebook Watch is now getting 400 million views a month. And I will make a safe bet, a good chunk of that, is smart TV sets and devices. And just a few weeks ago, people were willing to lower the curtain, lower the boom on this venture. Another big Facebook folly. But then came the move this year to scripted television. Kerry Washington's 5 points, Sacred Lies, the critically acclaimed Sorry for Your Loss, and Queen America with Catherine Zeta-Jones. The creators of all four of those series were on this program. And three of those four have been renewed. Queen America hasn't yet, probably will be. And there's more scripted television and unscripted series where Facebook is at. Bottom line, Facebook Watch was one of the great sleeper stories of this year. And if Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg pull the spigot and put more money into it, this could be something special. But I would make one recommendation. Please let folks know that smart TV set watchers are watching you. It would help, I think, get the word out. Another top takeaway. Reboots on broadcast television have gone from a sure thing to a mixed thing. Was not a good fall for reboots. Murphy Brown, one of the biggest duds of this fall season. Will and Grace, second season has not started as near possible, as near great as the first. Magnum P.I., another one of the big disappointments. And The Conners, the reboot of a reboot, Roseanne, mixed jury right now. Ratings are okay, but nowhere near where that Roseanne revival was until Roseanne Barr made that big social media mistake, which took her off the program. I'm not saying that reboots are a done deal that are good and done now. But maybe, just maybe, it's not a definitive, yes, you do it, it works. But you never know. Next year, Twilight Zone's coming back on CBS All Access. Good people are behind it, Jordan Peele and his monkey paw folks. And I'm looking forward to seeing it too. Twilight Zone is still, to me, one of the great drama series of all time, one of the great series of all time. And I think Jordan and his crew may be the folks to pull off a great revival. And our final top takeaway of this year is the establishment of blockchain and cryptocurrency ventures out to make end-to-end platforms for new content creators in television, movies, and entertainment. Services like SinglerDTV, TaTaTui, Live Tree Adept and Blossom TV, Bond, Crowded Cloud, and a bunch of others. All how to create end-to-end platforms for new TV series and made-for-TV movie makers and program makers to create and finance their own shows and get them to you on Netflix-like services without an outside player. This was the year that the framework got established. Next year is going to be the proof of the deal. Personal hunch, I think at least one of these ventures will make it. Not all of them, but at least will. Somebody will have the formula. And this whole bunch of companies we know about, and a few we don't, somebody is going to make this blockchain cryptocurrency end-to-end platform work. Not sure yet who's the odds-on favorite. But somebody's going to make it work. So there you have it, my top takeaways of 2018 television. It has been one wild roller coaster year. And something else you can count on, next year, wilder. Next year, plenty of new programming. And one sure thing, if you think the eras of plentiful TV, diverse TV, smart TV are going to take a fall, no way. This is a permanent deal. I think we have seen a fundamental transformation in how people watch, digest, and use television. And we are not going back. We're going forward. Very excited about what we have the opportunity to cover next year. It's going to be another great roller coaster with some unexpected occurrences and some things in the pipeline that we don't know about yet. And it's going to be a lot of fun. But I do have one warning, and it's a warning to my fellow journalists and people who cover this world of television. You must start covering smart TV sets and devices. Stop making this a story that is private to you and not public to the people who are using these smart sets and devices. They have a right to know what their TV sets can do and will do in the future. And in order to do that, to the smart TV set makers and device makers, stop doing events where you can't talk about television. That goes for Apple, it goes for Samsung, it goes for Amazon, it goes for Google, anybody who's doing public events, that easily could be a way to showcase where your smart TV product, no more of this, we don't talk. No more of this, we bite the bullet. Get public. You're going to have to. If you want your product to succeed in the long run, you will have to make your case in public with the public. And I hope that becomes one of the tops. And the journalists have got to start making their move too. Make this an ongoing story all over the place. You'll be well rewarded for it. Our top three questions of the week coming up, but first a word to the fine folks at audible.com. You have time running out to take advantage of a special offer where rather than get a 30-day trial with one free audiobook, you get three. And all you got to do to make that happen, audibletrial.com/televised. Remember, audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment information, over 100,000 to choose from, including the growing collection of Audible originals featuring everything from one-woman, one-person performances to off-Broadway and Broadway plays to original audio plays and more. Remember, if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, you get one free audiobook, Audible Original Titles. And don't forget that audible.com is great, and you get great customer service, too. Don't forget, you listen to audible.com also on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now, at Blog Talk Radio and Speaker, or iHeartRadio, too. Again, audibletrial.com/televised. Take advantage of this holiday offer today. And before we leave you, it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. Nobody got our question we posed last 2 weeks, holiday-oriented, which was, what animated holiday TV special featured a song called Ringo Ringo? The answer, Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol, the first animated holiday special created for television. The music and lyrics, by the way, were by the wonderful Broadway writing team of Jill Stein and Bob Merrill. And they would get together a couple years later to do a little thing for Barbra Streisand called Funny Girl. Once again, the answer, Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. So now we're going to give you one more holiday-oriented classic question. We will be our final one of the year, too. If you get the answer, you will win three prizes. DVDs of Inside North Korea's Dynasty by National Geographic, Caesar Milan's Love and Pitbull from Nat Geo Wild, and the Genius Box book by David Tice. Here's a question. On what TV series did Art Carney play Santa Claus? Art Carney, the star of The Honeymooners, Oscar winner for Harry and Tonto, wonderful actor. On what TV series did Art Carney play Santa Claus? If you know the answer, email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. That's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. If you vote for this answer, you will win all three prizes. If you missed the question a moment ago, we'll post it tomorrow on Facebook and on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. Let's get one more winner before this year turns to 2019. But remember, in order to do that, you got to be in the win. So get involved and all the very best. This is the first of three episodes we're doing for you on Tomorrow Be Televised this week. We're going to be back with you on Wednesday, less than 48 hours from now. Special time period, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. My guest on Wednesday will be MythBusters Jr., coming to Science Channel in early January, executive producer Wyatt Channel. Not kidding, that's his name, Wyatt Channel. And from the Queen's Chronicle, the popular sports and media columnist Lloyd Carroll. That's Wednesday, special time, noon Eastern, at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And coming up on Friday among our guests, we'll have the director of the new Amazon production of one of the classic novels of all time, Vanity Fair, James Strong. That's Wednesday at our regular time, reading this new Pacific. If you came to land on today's program to catch up on episodes you missed, go to the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out the podcast. It's available to you on iTunes, Apple TV, and Spreaker's podcast app, and the iHeartRadio podcast network at iHeartRadio.com. What do you think about our takeaways today? And what's your thoughts about where TV is going in 2019? Love to hear you. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Find me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. And remember, we always love hearing from you because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants. I'm sorry, those of Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and iHeartRadio. Our production associate at BTR is Candace Williams. Andy Toth, Blog Talk Radio's General Manager, with Jay Sonnenberg, Executive Content Producer, the co-founders of Enterprise, Ron Levy, and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow Be Televised was brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Company. Remember, Audible transforms the way you hear the world with a special holiday offer of three free audiobooks, two of the Audible originals, and a one-month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your Monday. We are back with you with the second of our three episodes this pre-Christmas week. That's Wednesday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. That's noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker, and also presented on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. And don't forget, whatever you are doing this week before Christmas, please make it safe and make it great. And until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.